some ways I feel now that I've sounded actually quite misleading when I coined this automatic subconscious procedures, because perhaps that has triggered in the minds of some of you an association with, of course, computers, right? Automatic, right? And procedure, right? Sounds like computer language. The analogy, there is an association. There are many similarities between a computer and the human brain, but there are really significant differences, the first of which is, of course, meaning. Right? Meaning. But the language is there. You know, it's being built as we speak. I'm not as familiar as I would like to be with the full beauty of machine code, but I understand its potentialities and its limitations. What are the limitations? Well, automatic subconscious procedures, because it's a human thing and it's embedded in the real world, right? The speed of computers now, of calculating, right, for example, is of course much more than humans. Even chess, you know, we're losing at chess now, but there is no meaning to it,
right?
Did anybody ask, you know, the computer that beat Kasparov, so how do you feel about your victory? You know, what's the name, the blue something, right? The program, you cannot ask a program for an answer, right? There will be no reply unless you program in for this situation. Unless you program in a simulation in which a human, or, you know, the question comes in the form of a dialogue from a human about the my feelings, defined feelings, right? So things are a bit more complicated with humans, much more complicated. Computers are still our creation, very much so, right? Perhaps the best way to illustrate this with an example would be to imagine the computer game simulation we have now at our disposal. We thought that was crazy in Star Trek. You know, those hollow rooms where people go to when they take a holiday. They put completely computer simulations. Right? Computer simulation means there will be very little meaning into the next step, because you probably know what's supposed to be the next step, right? Most of the time. But we don't know in the real world. And the best way to say this is, you know, with physics, of course, with quantum dynamics. We don't really know whether we are, you know, one thing, one particle is, it's a wave, right? Right. Meaning has yet to be created by a computer. It's generated only so far as a simulation. Yeah. Writing down the rules. But in the real world, things happen, right? Accidents. If you're in a simulation where, let's say, you have to, you know, clean your room, right? You wake up in the morning, right? And you're like, I gotta, you know, sort out some stuff, some things, right? And you run the simulation, okay, I'm gonna pick up that and that and that, or a bit more, you know, plan it, right? We call planning this simulation. How much are you gonna plan? Well, you know, for like 30 minutes, right? Maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes, 1 minute, start, you know, picking up stuff, expecting, depends on the person, but at that point you press activate procedure for cleaning, right? In a computer simulation. Now let's go in the computer simulation. What happens next? Well, first of all, in many of them you can save, which is ridiculous, right? You can go back. The second one is some programmer wrote what's supposed to happen in the cleaning, you know, like if you're in the computer simulation, there'll probably be like, you know, the character name. First you have to define your character name. What do you want? Hank, right, has to clean. Hank, you know, take him with the mouse, click on some points in this space, right, I suppose, which says it's gonna clean, right? You're not gonna start actually, perhaps now in new simulation you actually start, you know, like picking up things. But in the simulated space, somebody has to create that space, has to design, program that space, right? So it's gonna be governed by rules, right? Rules. Of course you can introduce like accidents, but this also have to be planned, this also have to be programmed, which means that for that which is not programmed, remember meaning, the computer is not equipped to answer, right? We don't have an answer of about meaning from a computer. We can give it a meaning, and it can be bounced back to us in the form of dialogues, but they're different, in essence, from the reality in which we're operating on a day-to-day basis. Our reality, as far as we know, is not programmed in a definite, mind-graspable way. It doesn't have the structure we're used to, the macroscopic structure, you know, we operate in a level, the macroscopic level, where you notice wolves and buildings and the sky and the moon, but where you don't notice electrons, right? You can see their effects, and we operate on a scale where the you know, impact between two sun-sized masses at I don't know how many light years does not really affect us as more than an interesting blip on a telescope, right? That's the scale on which, you know, we cannot easily imagine this very small and the very big, because we need to operate in the world of wolves, sky. But our mind could penetrate this, right? The laws, yeah, governing these movements of the stuff in the sky, the really big stuff, and in the very small, the electron, where it should be, right? We have mathematics for this. So we wrote our rules, and we discovered for some parts the rule is that it's different from what is, let's say, rational by our, that it's ultimately you know, that the universe has to give you a final answer about the meaning. Why are we here? Well, with a computer you can answer this very easily. I'm here because a human made me. And the human, well, it's much more harder. What made me is the sky and the earth, right? As far as we know. The small stuff that blew from one dot. How many billions of years ago? Remember the different scales, yeah? And now, 4 billion years later, we look back to this 4 billion plus 1 second time, and we think we can give some kind of you know, equations to describe what actually happened. And then what do we discover in these equations? That as soon as we go into waves, as soon as we go into frequencies, as soon as we go into hertz, as soon as we go into the theory that reality is a wave, not a thing like a particle, at that moment our understanding breaks down, and then it's built up automatically on the waveform, right? The waveform. We are talking about the number of cyclical waves, yeah, patterns, which we detect or not. the sound that is reaching you right now, if it's reaching you at all, consists of ripples in the air caused by the little vibrations in a certain frequency range that let your ears pick up the sounds as a S followed by an O followed by an N followed by a D followed again by an S. The vocal cords vibrate in my throat and allow the proper vowels to escape in such a way as to move the air particles around me in a way that would be recognizable when they would be emitted by the vibrations of a small piece of metal in your room that would switch into motion the particles of air around you to recreate the sounds, right? And its waves, both sides, right? How about on the way, as it's encoded now into a file, a computer file? Well, it's probably different, right? From the real thing. How is it written? Do we know? We don't understand yet enough of the machine code that is being used. But we still know enough, it's an extraordinary tool in helping us to visualize how the universe around us actually operates, how we can reach each other, how we can hear each other. How is it possible that the connections in my neural networks can be mirrored up to a certain extent by putting into motion air particles called waves of sound, which would trigger the same kind of firings of neurons in the brain of somebody else? How is this possible? Waves, right? That's how we communicate, waves. The computer is there to help, but the meaning is still given by the dialogue that the human mind has with another human mind, or with a computer, or with the self, or with the truth. What we need to get is to get our language straight, right? Let's get back to basic meanings, and to remember what it means to be human, right? A computer simulation is nice, but it's pushing away too much of the human right now when we're growing into mindlessness, right? When we're only thinking that everything around us is an automatic subconscious procedure. Some of it is not. Some of it is not, and it means that when our ignorance, our willful ignorance of this aspect of reality affects other people, then it is immoral. We're coming now to morality after philosophy and religion. The morality of human behavior involves becoming conscious of those automatic subconscious procedures which may make reality worse for other people. Don't give bad vibes, don't send out bad waves, right? This means that whenever you're closing yourself into a world where you cannot see nature anymore, to the point that when nature comes back to us, it's unrecognizable, see climate change. Our way of living, our automatic subconscious patterns, are being carried out at the expense of the natural world, the earth that sustained us. We cannot forget that we were generated, that that's where 4 billion plus 1 second ago everything started to reach this point here. Morality means becoming conscious of the suffering caused by our actions when we refuse dialogue with other persons, when we refuse to have a dialogue with the people whom we're drowning, right? Global warming is going to drown a lot of people, right? Coastal flooding, if this doesn't flash a light, then you gotta start reading. More intense weather events, right? Where will this hit the worst? Among the poor. You know, in Cambodia, people are still scarred, physically scarred, by bombs dropped decades ago by other humans who just refuse to have a dialogue with these people, with these generations of children born nowadays. They are still dealing with minefields, right? Of course, people that are bad in a, you know, absolute sense of the word, you know, Holocaust, genocide, Hitler kind of person, these are the people whom we must stand up against to protect those who suffer. But we must not forget that even when we're not consciously doing bad things, we may be sending out bad vibes, bad waves to other people through our actions when they are automatic subconscious procedures. When you think it's rational to invest more money into building this kind of weapons and into deploying this kind of weapons and into burning more of the oil in the ground when the weather around us has gone, you know, completely crazy, shows a willful ignorance, a willful malice towards the persons, the animals, the species, the planet's extreme diversity, the indigenous people of hundreds, perhaps, of countries who have only one alternative at this moment, and that is to join us or drown. So that's morality, the dialogues which we need to make conscious.